Hey world, at Bible study, I just wanted to say this. At Bible study, the pastor asked us, have we had encounters? Name an encounter you had with Jesus. And a lady raised her hand, and the lady said her son borrowed her jumper cables, and he brought them back, which he usually don't bring them back, but he brought the jumper cables back the same night. The next night, she goes to Walmart, she says, and she never talked to people in the parking lot, but this lady come rushing to her, and the lady was like, ma'am, do you have some jumper cables? So she said she gave the lady some jumper cables, and she knew it was God, because why else would her son bring back the jumper cables, which he never bring back the jumper cables? And why would this woman pick her of all people? She said she feel like that was God. God had put her in that place to help that lady, so she helped her. So I really wanted to raise my hand and say something, but I just didn't. But I'm going to say it today. My encounter with Jesus was a little different. I was at Walmart. Same scenario. I was at Walmart, and this man walked to me. He didn't have an arm, right? One of his arms was gone. Well, not his whole arm, but like right before his elbow was cut off. And he raised his hand up, and he was like, ma'am, can you give me something to eat? So, for whatever reason, I usually try to give, but you know, shit, it's tight out here. I was like, I don't have it. I don't have no money, which I didn't. You know, I don't have no money. I just came in the store, bought some noodles, a pack of chicken, pack of pork chop, and some wieners. My children was going to eat noodles and wieners that night. So, I tell him, no, this other man walks right behind me. The other man went in his pocket, and he gave this one-armed man some money. So I go to my car. I didn't feel bad. I did not feel anything. I didn't feel any guilt. I did not feel bad for this man. I get in my car and I pull around. When I pull around, I see this motherfucker. He stepped back, hiding from the man that he had got the money from. And this motherfucker pulls out McDonald's nuggets and had two different sauces sitting on the brick. And this bitch is dipping his goddamn nuggets in two different sauces. I had to stop my car. I threw my car on brakes and I said, motherfucker, I know you eating better than my children. You was trying to take out my children's mouth and you eating better than all of us. It was Jesus in that moment that said, get back in your car, because I was going to beat the dog shit out that man. And had it not, it was nobody but Jesus to keep me from whooping up on his ass, because I almost gave him a dollar. I almost did, but I didn't. But that was my encounter. Jesus had to come down to help me to not whoop this one-armed man's ass. So that was my encounter. Keep pushing. Bye. Love y'all.